It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. Your holiday party offering should be joyous.
You know, I think you had to make something festive. So a fruit tart is really festive. The candy cake, which is great with whipped cream and chocolate shavings on top.
Carol Becker, author and owner of William Greenberg Jr. Desserts in New York City, describing the candy cake as a devil's food cake.
And it has whipped cream in between the layers, and it has, you know, piped whipped cream on the outside. And we put these wonderful chocolate wafers around the top and then chocolate shavings. It's a real creamy chocolate lover's delight.
The chocolate batter is baked in 2 pans, then cooled and cut into 2 layers apiece. Chocolate wafers made with parchment paper and melted chocolate, and the heavy cream mixtures whipped and spread between layers. You can also use a microplaner to grate the chocolate over part of the cake. Those heading to a cookie swap make it swamped by chocolate lovers for Nocciolata-filled chocolate chip cookies, Nocciolata being a sinful spread of cocoa and hazelnuts, popular in Italy.
Well, it looks like your traditional chocolate chip cookie, except it's a little bit deeper. There, you crack it open, it exposes the whole center filled with Nocciolata, almost like a chocolate chip cookie meets lava cake.
Josh Jocelyn of Rigoni di Asiago says you can also add a colorful twist on another favorite, the thumbprint cookie, by going beyond the classic red center. The Italian producers of organic honeys, chocolate hazelnut, and dozens of flavors of organic fruit spread also recommend changing the shape. Their recipe calls for softened butter, brown and granulated sugar, egg yolk, vanilla flour, almond flour, cornstarch, sometimes sliced almonds for garnish, and the center is jam or fruit preserve. To save time, we turn to former White House executive pastry chef Bill Yostis, owner of Perfect Pie in New York City.
In the case of pies, which is one of my specialties, you can certainly make the pie dough, and I would say make it, and then while it's still malleable and kind of easy to roll out, you could roll it into sheets. That's what we do. Or even what is possible is I use this method that I talk about in my books, where you can you shape the dough, put it into the pie shell, and then pre-bake it about halfway. So that means about 20 minutes at 350 degrees. And then so there you have that it's half-baked, so it's still not that crispy and flaky where it will break up. But then you can freeze those, wrap them well, of course, so you avoid freezer burn. And then when you pull them out of the freezer, then you can fill them with your pie filling, put the top layer of raw dough on, and then bake the whole thing to order. So you've saved like 50% of the time by doing any of those things, making the pie dough in advance and rolling it out, or even pre-baking the bottom shell.
And for cookies, which can be made a day ahead, Becker's festive-looking, gooey-in-the-middle chocolate snowflake cookies. They're made with sugar, vegetable oil, melted baking chocolate, eggs, vanilla extract, flour, baking powder, kosher salt. The balls of dough are rolled in confectioner sugar before they're baked, so each turns out, she says, unique and beautiful-looking, just like snowflakes. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.